नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, chapter 15, text 7. Tehena dehi no rajam, tehan deho vijayate, vijane vayata vijam, tehi atai patas patam, tehena dehi no rajam, tehan deho vijayate, vijaye vayata vijam, tehi atai patas patam, tehena dehi no rajam, tehan deho vijayate, vijane vayata vijam, tehi atai patas patam. Please try. Babaji. Possessing a material body. Rajam, O King, Tehat, from the body of the mother. Teha, another body. Abhijate, take birth. Bijat, from one seed. Eva, indeed. Yata, just as. Bijam, another seed. Dehi, a person who has accepted a material body. Ata, the material element. Iva, like. Saspata, eternal. Translation and purport by His Bangladesh Prabhupada. I'm going to read the translation and purport, and after I'm going to explain the purport and the translation, and after I'm going to ask you the question, and we are going to have a competition, Matajis and Prabhujis. Okay? So please listen carefully. Last time Mataji won, Prabhuji lost. But this time, I see big Mahalati in the class. So, translation. As from one seed, another seed is generated. O King, so from one body, the body of the father, through another body, the body of the mother, a third body is generated. The body of a son, as the element of material body are eternal, the living entity who appears through these material elements is also eternal. Please repeat. As from one seed, another seed is generated. O King, so from one body, the body of the Father, through another body, the body of the mother, a third body is generated, the body of a son. As the element of material body are eternal, the living entity who appear through this material element is also eternal. Purport. From Bhagavad Gita, we understand that there are two energies, namely the superior energy and the inferior energy. Inferior energy consists of the five gross and three subtle material elements. The living entity, who represents the superior energy, appears in different types of body through this element by the manipulation of supervision of the material energy. Actually, both the material and spiritual energies, matter and spirit, exist eternally as potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The potent entity is the Supreme Person. Since the spiritual energy, the living being, who is part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, desires to enjoy this material world, the Lord gives him a chance to accept different types of material bodies and enjoy or suffer in different conditions. Factually, the spiritual energy, the living entity, who desires to enjoy material things, is manipulated by the Supreme Lord. The so-called father and mother have nothing to do with the living entity. As a result of his own choice and karma, the living being takes different bodies through the agent of so-called father and mother. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnana Jnana Sarakaya Chakshum Minitanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I would like to introduce these two great souls. They are originally from spiritual world, temporarily from Japan. I want everyone to give the blessing. We are very different layer species, Japanese. So please everyone bless them. Saying Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. She's Kyoko-san, she's Asami-san. I'm going to explain the rule first. We'll ask first, and whoever answer will get one. On Mataji's side, Mataji answer, Mataji will get one. Prabhuji answer, Prabhuji get one. Okay? So we'll take the time, which one you answer. On top, top, up, up. More up. Next one. If you, someone is sitting in a comfortable safety zone, maybe you can move a little bit front so that you can see and you can answer. Okay, you can sit. First question. Who knows who is this? The top pictures. Yes. Science experiment. Yes, thank you. I put everything here, and we will see for man's side and mother's side of balloon. Okay, this is science experiment. Specifically, this is my father. My father, he used to mix the chemical, and he said he can mix the chemical, he can create different living entities. That means ultimately he can create new living entity, means create the soul. And he almost done it, but he couldn't, just this tiny bit, he couldn't succeed, and he retired. Now he's making vegetable in his garden, he can make strawberry in the garden. So this is a scientist. So we are going to do Krishna consciousness science today's class. So in the translation, who is speaking this verse? Narada Muni and Angila Muni. Okay, Narada Muni and Angila is speaking this verse too. Okay, first you Mataji side and Prabhuji side, okay? Next, Prabhuji's answer. From one seed, another seed is generated. O King, so from one body, the body of the father. This is the body of the father, blue one. We have to put the blue for the boy, I don't know why. And Mataji's, mother's body, let with that body together, the baby's body is generated. Here, this person, they're talking about body. They're not talking about spirit soul. But this is just a matter. Okay? First line, O King, so from one body, the body of the father, through another body, the body of mother, the third body is generated, the body of the son. This is only material science. Like the top picture, the first picture is showing he's mixing the different chemical and create a different living entity. But he is not creating a living entity. He's creating only, not even creating, he's manifesting different material body. And next line, as the element of the material body are eternal, the living entity who appears through this material element is also eternal. So here, the material body is dead matter, but when the spirit soul, that shining singing, that the spirit soul enter the material body of the baby, then it comes back to, come to the life. It's called embodied soul. But when the soul leaves, then it becomes dead matter. So this is the half of the shloka. Question will be Prabhuji's side. We always hear the soul is eternal, material body is temporary. But here in the shloka, Narada Muni is saying, as the element of the material body are eternal. Did you get that? Element of the material body are eternal. Prabhuji said, can you explain that we always hear the body is temporary, yes? The soul is eternal. So the Prabhuji's side, can you say the shloka, the soul is moving from one manifestation of body to another from Bhagavad Gita? Yes. Okay. Okay, we say together, those who know the shloka can say loudly, those who doesn't know, you can say similar sound, okay? If you don't know, make similar sound. Dehino spiyata dehe Komalan yobanan jalam Tatare antaram pamti Dilas tatpanam uyati. Okay, the Mataji side. This is the hard one. So the material body is changing. Matter has six changes. Can you say what is the six changes? Okay. Okay, we count together. Birth, growth, remain for some time, and produce the byproduct, and diminish, and destroy. Okay. Okay, stay there. We will count who win. Okay. So the material body has these six changes, but here, he said material element is eternal. So when we don't understand the shloka, we go to the purport to understand what that meaning. So in the purport, Prabhupada said, from Bhagavad Gita, we understand there are two energies, namely superior energy and inferior energy. Here, you can see it. This I borrowed from my son. I don't know if it works. It's not working, no? Okay. So the superior energy consists with living energy. Inferior nature consists with material energy, inferior energy, and these five gross elements and three subtle elements. Babuji said five gross elements. Can you list? Mataji is subtle. Can you hear everyone? Earth, water, fire, air, ether. The Mataji is subtle material element. Easy for you. Loud. Mind, false ego, and intelligence. Did I give this? If I make mistake, please point out. I'm sometimes make mistake by purpose to check your attentive. Okay? So we say the shloka together. Bhuvino aponaro bayu. Together. Aponaro bayu. Kammano buri evacha. Ahankala itamane. Pina pakriti austara. I know the boys. They know the shlokas. You do in the shloka in the school? Yes? If you know very loudly, you can say. So these five material, Pancha Mahabhuta, material element, growth, and subtle. This is going to be expanded to 24 material element. Babuji said. Okay, so this element, five growth element mixed with three modes of material energy create sense object. Okay, so the mode of ignorance and fire cycle mixed together create earth, water, fire, air, ether. And that has five qualities, which is called object of senses. Can you list these five sense objects? Very good. Okay, the Matajis. This is kind of hard, but the Ramaniya Mataji can answer everything. Okay. Three modes of material natures. Mode of goodness mixed with parasego, then that create mind. No. Mode of intelligence and mind is created by parasego mixed with mode of goodness. So what is left is Mode of passion and parasego mixed together, it's become five working senses and five knowledge acquired senses. Can you say five working senses? Whichever. Five knowledge acquired senses and five that. Very good. And Mataji? That's what you said it is? Knowledge acquired senses. So five working senses? You want to say, Karunaman? Karma Indriya. is knowledge acquired senses. So working senses is indirect. Very good. I know I went twice to Mataji, so I gave twice to the Prabhuji. So from there, five working senses, five knowledge acquired senses, five object of the senses, and Pancha Mahabhuta. All together, it makes 20. Plus 20 plus mind, false ego, and ahankara, that makes 23. And we are dealing with 24 elements. The last element is Mahatattva. Those 24 elements are material element that the scientists, they are dealing with. Yes? And then, we spiritualists, we have one more element. That is, Prabhuji? Atma. And then, spiritualists have this 24 element plus space, so Atma. And Vaishnava, plus one more, 26 element. Paramatma. Okay. So that 26 element all together is complete. Yes? Can you follow this much up to now? I told my son we are going to speak about this. He said, oh, I heard about this so many times, it's so boring. So now I'm going to make more checking up if you know everything about this boring subject. So Prabhupada talking about this superior energy and inferior energy. That means matter is inferior to spirit. Where in Bhagavad Gita it describes the spirit soul is stronger or better than the matter, how the material element can never destroy the spirit soul to Mataji's side. How the matter can never destroy the soul. How the material element can never destroy the spirit soul? Get the question? Okay, Krishna Mari. Yes, yes. Okay, we say together, how the material element can never destroy the spirit soul. Bhagavad Gita 2:20. Na jayate mayate bhakarajin Nayam buddhpa bhavitam bhanabhuyam Ajonicham saspatoyam purano Nahayate ayamane salile. Same word, Sasvatan, is eternal, is used in this shloka, this Sasvatan eternal. This is spirit soul, it's eternal. This to, another one directly, this is how the soul is eternal, and another one, how the soul can never be destroyed by spirit, soul can never be destroyed by the matter, Prabhuji. Gita. Okay. Very good. Here we have material element fire. The soul can never be burned by fire. Water element, the soul can never be moisture by water. The wind, the soul can never be withered by wind and can never be destroyed by weapon. We have different kind of weapon, fire weapon, water weapon, unclear weapon, these all material element, they can never be destroyed. We can say this together. Nainan chindanti sastani, nainan dhati pavaka, na chainan kenayan chapo, na to sayanti marutam. Okay, Sam. This one is going to be very hard one. Mataji's side has big Maharati who is very shy, who is not opening up the mouth, but I'm going to make you open the mouth. The soul is going to enter the material body, but there is so many kinds of material bodies. How many species are there? 8 million, 400,000 species. And how they can get in there? We can just choose it what they like, or some other course is there. There are two main. You are helping the Babaji? Okay, Babaji said, there are two main course who determine what kind of material body the space soul will accept. Nakama is okay. One more. Desire, it's okay. Action, it's okay. That I make it one group. That is coming from living entity. Guna, karma, action, desire, it's all group in one. And there is another cause. Did I ask to the Matajis? Shall I give it to the Babajis or Matajis? Okay, Babaji answer one, and Mataji answer one. Okay, you know the shlokas? This is from Bhagavatam. Bhagavad Gita? Can say? Okay, but that is super soul's function. Super soul oversee and he sanction where the living entity goes. Whatever we do, we cannot do by our own, but the super soul has to witness and have to sanction it. So that shloka is good. What I was looking for was Kalmana Daivanete na jatu deho papante. That's karma and netra. Karma Daivanetra. Daivanetra means Supreme Lord's will. Karma is a living entity. Daivanetra, Supreme Lord's supervision. Then living entity is put into the father and mother and the new material body. That is the shloka Srimad Bhagavatam described. Okay, now the hardest one. The hardest and the last question about science. In the beginning, we read from shloka. As the element of the material body are eternal, the living entity who appears through this material element is also eternal. So the living entity is eternal. But how you can say that material element is eternal? Which side is? Okay, Babaji.
There are five things
that is explained by Bhagavad Gita introduction. So now how, okay, that's confirmed, that is eternal. Can you explain how is that so? It's also in the introduction. Yes. Okay, very good. Is there any Prabhuji want to participate? You are welcome. Okay. So that material element itself is eternal, but manifestation is temporary. That means if we go to the Ganga, looking at the sky, you can see the cloud. Sometimes the cloud shape of the airplane, sometimes shape of ice cream, sometimes shape of monster, sometimes shape of the bird, different shape. We can see, just watching with my eyes, we can see the shape is changing. That is called material manifestation is temporary, it is moving. But according to science also, Bhagavad Gita, we know element is eternal. That means the cloud itself is just a water element evaporated from the surface of the earth and then go to the sky. And then now it's a cloud. And then after it becomes rain and fall into the water. But the water element is always eternal. It's called in English, how to say? In Japanese, it's called energy no hozon no hosoku. Shitemasu? Energy no hosoku. Energy no hozon no hosoku. English, you say, Mataji's? how the energy is always kept. How the energy is material element is always eternal. Manifestation is moving, but then that material element is kept. It's never be destroyed. 3, 4. It's English word. Science teachers? Indoleka? Yes. Inherited. That's how it's called? Inherited. That's how it's called?
Conservation energy.
Conservation energy. That's scientific word. Okay. So this is the science class. We'll be finished with two-point packages. Usually science is good for the men because men like to analyze the thing and find the solution. Suppose the apple form of apple is on a tree. Apple form from the tree to ground. And Mataji will think, oh, there is the apple, we can make a chutney or apple pie. That's what Mataji think. Babuji think, why the apple fell from the tree? There must be some law. The man likes to think why this happened, and they want to find the law why this happened, gravity law, and they want to find out the solution. They want to find how we can use this law. This is science. Science, man is good, that is reasonable. So we are going to have Mataji's favorite class, history class. If you like history, no? Okay. You can hear like this. Sorry. If I don't speak properly, please point out immediately. It's better? Okay, we are going to have history class. Now we are going to, sorry. Now we are going to have Mataji's side. You can pick up one. Any Mataji can come and pick up one. I need a blue tap. Kyoko-san, okay. You can face everyone. You can face everyone. Stand here. Okay, now you're going to explain what's happening here. Now we are having history class. Make short explanation of what's happening here. You can see it. You have to show to everyone. You can explain what's happening here.
A baby is born and family members are coming to see the new child.
Yeah, this is Bhagavatam history class. Yeah, science finished.
Nimai? Chitraketu, Narada Muni, and Angira Muni.
Yes, very good. When Mataji is speaking, Mataji can help. When Babaji speaks, Babaji can help. Can my...
Hare Krishna. So the child has died and the king is lamenting, and then the sages come and bring the child back to life, and then he speaks, who is my mother? Who is my father?
Very good. Next, Babaji, someone can come over. You can put the... Yeah, Babaji, anybody can come up? Please come over and pick one paper and explain. You can put up. This one, we didn't go through yet, but then those who knows, the story can tell, and those who doesn't know can make up, and then Prabhuji can help. This storyline is going in the succession. Yes.
Hare Krishna.
So clearly we have Lord Vishnu here with his four symbols. And someone's praying to him. Any Prabhujis would like to help? Prahlad.
My assumption is that that's Narada Muni praying when he's a little boy, praying to Lord Vishnu when he appeared to him. Is that right?
Almost. No, it's not the money, it's something. Okay, this is Chitraketu and Shankarsham. I mean, we didn't go through this part of Bhagavatam, so it's kind of unfair, so I can just say it. It's, now Chitraketu is lamenting here, and then after Angira, Narada Muni is giving so many nice instructions, and Narada Muni will give the mantra by which he can see Shankarsham. So this is Shankarsana and Chitraketu. Chitraketu is offering a beautiful prayer and Shankarsana is giving instruction. So that means Chitraketu is going to see Vishnu very soon. Okay, you can put it there. You can put it. Okay, Mataji, come over to pick one paper and explain. You want to try? You don't have to speak, you can just pick up and then everyone can help together. Okay, this, after he's been cursed by Parvati, now he saw Shankarsana, he saw Vishnu, but then after he was traveling around the universe as the king of Vidyadhara, then he see the king see Parvati and Shiva, and he laughed, and Shiva okay, but Parvati got angry and she cursed. And then he became a demon. Just before he became a demon, there is something happening in the heaven. There is Lord Indra is doing something to somebody. Do you remember this? Try, okay. Very good.
So it's when Indra found out that the demigod's guru is the demon's guru as well, so he chopped off his three heads.
Very good. We're going to the future of ISKCON. So the Indra became puffed up proud because of material opulence. So when Brihaspati came, Yeah, he offended Brihaspati, so Brihaspati left. When he left, Indra lost all the material power and opulence and beauty. So demon took opportunity, they became strong, they started fight, take over the kingdom of heaven, and then Indra asked Brahma what to do. Brahma said, you take the another guru, Vishwarup. Then he will take instruction from Vishwarup. But Vishwarup, his father was Tvasta. Tvasta was demigod, but the mother was demon. So he has two sides. He was taking side of demon, but in secret he was giving oblation to demon. So the Indra find out and he got so angry, moment to split, he chopped off the head. Okay, you can put. Okay, next one will be Prabhuji. Okay, Prabhuji, who would like to come over to? Oh, sorry. Did I get this? I did?
Yes, this is Vritrasura when the Brahmanas made him from the fire sacrifice. They somehow did a fire sacrifice. I don't remember the full story, but that some Brahmanas, they did a fire sacrifice and Vritrasura came out of it. I don't remember the full story, but I remember the PowerPoints.
Very good.
Anybody?
They wanted to create someone who could, who would protect Indra, but they created someone by chanting the mantra improperly. They accidentally created someone who would kill Indra, the enemy of Indra. They wanted to kill the enemy. They wanted to kill Indra's enemy, but they killed, created someone who would become Indra's enemy.
Is that correct?
Oh, almost. So the father of Vishvarup. Father of Vishvarup, because his son was cut off, the head was cut off. The father became so angry, so he created a demon who can kill the Indra. His father's name is Tvasta. So he chanted a mantra, long. A was supposed to be short, but he pronounced long. His mantra was supposed to be the demon who can kill Indra, who become enemy of Indra, but become long, so that instead of he become enemies of Indra, but Indra become his enemy. That means this Vritrasura, he didn't have inimical feeling toward Indra. But Indra has so much inimical feeling, I'm going to kill this guy. That was long pronunciation. So the Vritrasura was supposed to kill Indra, but goes on mantra, Indra is going to kill Vritrasura. So this is the Vritrasura. Next one, I put it. Mataji's side. We have been very quiet. Can come over, somebody? We have crossed together, everybody. Prabhupada wanted everybody discuss Prabhupada. Not just one person speaking is not so funny, but we discuss with everyone together in devotees association, that's become very relishable. Okay, any Mataji can help, and you can also speak. Very good. So Vritrasura is fighting with King Indra. Why? Because he was supposed to do. He didn't have a numerical feeling, but because he was supposed to, obligated, so he was, as a duty, he was fighting. But in the heart, he was a devotee, he didn't want to fight, but because of duty, he was just fighting. And he's encouraging Indra, pick up the sandalwood. The sandalwood was invested by power of Vishnu. So don't give up, just keep fighting. Can Prabhuji? Fight is coming toward the end. Prabhuji, Pandit? Padumna Pandit? I know you are all Pandit and you have been listening to the Bhagavatam class day after day after day after day after day, whole same story every day. I know you know the story. This is toward the end of the fight. Now Indra is going to win, Vritrasura is going to lose, but actually in heart he was a devotee, so he's going to pray to the Lord. This is the prayer Vritrasura is offering. Can you guess with these pictures what prayer? Prabhuji's side? No? Mataji's side? Yes. Just before he leave. Anybody remember? After that. Okay, so the Vritrasura is praying. just like a baby bird, when the wing is not developed yet, they are waiting for the mother bird to come back to feed, just like a calf, waiting for the time of milking so that he can suck the milk of mother. Just like the wife, whose husband is away, eagerly waiting for the husband. Just like that, I wish I can have opportunity to render devotional service, direct service to the Lord. That day I'm waiting, I'm hankering for that opportunity. And he prayed, I was wandering throughout the universe, but I was attached to the wife and children and family members and kingdom, but let me be attached to them no longer. Let my attention, my attraction, my consciousness, everything what's up, I surrender unto the Lord. Everything should be attached to the Lord. This is a prayer here. Okay, and Mataji. Thank you.
Vritasura killed by the thunderbolt of Indra.
You want to add something more? You want to speak more? You want to add more? So here, Indra is a winner or Vritasura is a winner? Indra, Vritasura? Why Vritasura? Coming from there. You want to explain?
During the battle, Indra was swallowed by Vritasura. So he was inside the Vritasura's body. So Indra had this weapon made from Dadiji's bone, and he pierced through and he came out. Actually, before Vritasura swallowed him already inside, but because Indra had Narayan Kavacha protection, then he could come out from that. Just vaguely I remember. So actually Prabhupada explains that Vritasura is the winner in this whole battle, even till the end.
That's very good. One point from Prabhupada's side. Actually, materially speaking, Indra looked like he won because he killed Vritasura. But actually, Vritasura was already in Samadhi because he was thinking about Krishna. He went to Samadhi, so his consciousness was already in the spiritual world. His body became so stiff because he was in Samadhi. So Indra has that invincible thunderbolt, but he took whole 1 year to cut off his neck because Vritasura's body was so stiff. He was in Samadhi. So actually, when Vritasura swallowed Indra, that point Vritasura won. But because he cut, looked like Vritasura won. But actually Vritasura won and he was going back to Godhead and Indra remained in the material world. Then last one. Which side? Mother's side?
Hare Krishna.
Okay, you can hold. The last one, happy end. Mataji, explain. Back to Godhead. Okay, so the Vritasura went back to Godhead. Specifically, he went to Sankarshan. He was worshipping Sankarshan. Earlier, he met Sankarshan. So he was always worshipping and meditating on Sankarshan. He went back. Sankarshan is Balaram. From Krishna, Balaram come. From Balaram, Narayan. From Narayan, Chaturvyuha, Sankarshana Pradyumna Vasudeva Niruddha. From that Sankarshana, second Narayan come. From second Narayan, second Chaturvyuha, Sankarsana Padyumna Niruddha Vasudeva. From that Sankarsana, there is Karuna Raksha Vishnu, no, Mahavishnu, what did I say? Mahavishnu, Kavadaksha Vishnu, and Kushavadaksha Vishnu come. So the source of all creation is Sankarsana. There, this Chitraketu went back to Godhead. In a spiritual world, there is Goloka Vrindavan. Around Goloka Vrindavan, there is a four quarter. One is Sankarsana, the ball. There he went back. So we are going to end the class with one shloka or the Prabhupada. That means we are always wandering throughout the universe, becoming attached, becoming distracted, becoming so attracted to the material world. But this material world is temporary. Whatever happens is in temporary situation. Manifestation is temporary. Element is eternal. So what we do is Prabhupada recommended. We become a Sankarsana also, television, Chitraketu and Vitasura also. We become attached to these two things, which is eternal. That is deity form, Radha Krishna, and holy name, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Srimati Radharani is always thinking, Krishna, whatever you do, you are always my Lord. Like in the material world, someone died very dear to us, died, then we feel very sad. That's because maybe that person is suffering so much, we couldn't help, or our relationship is cut off, so we lament. But actually, our eternal relationship is Radha Krishna. If someone is nice to us, we feel nice. We want to have a relationship. But if someone is not nice, then don't want to have a relationship. Even the same person, suppose the father and mother are very affectionate, but they become old. The son grow up. They don't want to look after the mother. You're old. So they put in the old age form. In India, they put the hole and they put the old man underground. In Africa, they have a festival to cook grandfather and eat the meat. So this is the material world. Even the son, when the son is healthy and smiling, nice relationship, affectionate, my dear son. But then if son becomes sick, in the beginning try to cure the person, help the son. But later on find out that son is completely hopeless, become almost vegetable. You have to bathe the son and take to the hospital and then all this and become desperate. And the mother starts thinking, I wish you die. That story actually happened, and after 12 years being vegetable, that son started coming to the consciousness. But he cannot express, but he could hear everything. He can think, but he couldn't express. So the mother was thinking he is still vegetable. So she couldn't handle it anymore. She's of course affectionate mother. She was doing everything she could do. But she started saying, I wish you die. And the son could hear that, he could get it. And then miraculously, after many years, 12 years, he came back to consciousness and he could express, then he could remember. And he was remembering, unfortunately, what mother said. So this affectionate dealing, affectionate relationship is temporary. Whatever situation you have now, very affectionate, maybe turn to the other way. Even Chitraketu's case, we have Chitraketu is lamenting for the son, but actually Prabhupada explained the purport, this Chitraketu's son was enemy in previous life, but he became the son just to give that pain to the Chitraketu. So we never know what relationship we have now is before and after. That Radharani is telling, oh Krishna, whatever situation is, whatever you do, you are always my Lord eternally. That is Srimati Radharani. We are chanting Hare, that is Radharani. That mantra we are chanting. And Radharani we are singing on the altar. And Krishna, we left Krishna, we ignored Krishna for many, many lifetimes. But still Krishna doesn't forget, still Krishna remembers, still Krishna tells us to come back. Sometimes we become demigod, sometimes we become the room in the stool, we become so degraded, but still Krishna came with us, and still Krishna loves us. That is Krishna's unconditional love. That's Krishna's name we are chanting, Hare Krishna. And Lama's name is Ramachandra or Sankarsana, Lama Ambaralam, or Lama who give the pleasure to Srimati Radharani. That's name we are chanting, Hare Lama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Lama, Hare Lama, Lama Lama, Hare. We will chant together this simple solution from Prabhupada. We can lay together. One who is attracted by the beauty of Radha and Krishna cannot be attracted by the false beauty of the material world. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. 9 o'clock. So everyone, thank you very much for... Oh, wait. Can you please keep... Everyone can come to take your prize.